This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The brand that Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, rahimahullah, really liked, and it is the Nation Builder brand. So the final story, inshallah ta'ala, is with the first al-Maghrib instructor, my dear Sheikh and teacher, older brother and colleague as well. And I look up to him, and he's a mentor, a long-time teacher to many different communities, alhamdulillah, and is no other than Sheikh Yasir Birjas.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslima kathira thumma ma ba'd. I'm standing in front of all of you right now, and wallahi, with heavy heart, for the fact that they've chosen me to be the last to speak on this very specific and very difficult topic to cover in 10-15 minutes, really. We'd come to the Nation Builder, Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif. I think they chose me to talk about it because I am probably maybe the longest serving teacher for Al-Maghrib Institute. I'm the first recruit of Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif for Al-Maghrib Institute. And I think the reason why, it's because it's a full circle. It's a full circle. After 20 years, that recruitment happened just right here in Houston, not too far away from here, at U of H. To be specific, at the Hilton on campus, when Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif and I were in the late 20s, sitting there together, you know, bunch of kids, broke, and just daydreaming about a future that we would like to plan. But it was his idea. It was really his idea, 20 years ago. And I still remember his smile, his dedication, his devotion, and his enthusiasm, mashallah, unparalleled. And sometimes you look at the guy and you say, just like, is he serious? Wallahi, with his eyes, is he serious? Like he said, one day, inshallah, the instructors of Al-Maghrib, they're going to be at such and such level and stage, and you have this and you have that. And just like, what is he talking about? We could barely even, you know, get a khutbah Jum'ah in a masjid, in a community. It was that hard that they don't even give you a khutbah. So we had to go and give our khutbah in the chapel on campus for the MSA students. 20 years later, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we're living in the true meaning of a nation builder. And I want to share with you that experience with him. When it comes to being a truly nation builder, I think enough the name of it to tell you how Sheikh Muhammad used to think. He was really thinking as a nation builder, way beyond himself. How many of us are so visionary that they can think, you know, 20 years ahead before even it comes that close? Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif, rahimahullah ta'ala, I think one of his most beautiful things that really I learned from him personally, and I think it becomes very addictive in the way you teach, the way you speak, the way you deal with people. Sheikh Muhammad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was so keen on details. Very meticulous. Those who have known him closely, you would know that very well. If you give a talk, or if you try to write something, or you give him a product that he asks you to do for him, he's going to brutally criticize you about all the tiny details, because he would never accept average, rahimahullah ta'ala. Why? Because he learned that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said, وَلَكِنْ كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ, as Allah says. كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ, be among those who are رَبَّانِيِّينَ, which means those people of God. Why? يُعَلِّمُونَ الْكِتَابِ, they teach people the book. And what does that mean? Ibn Abbas, he interpreted that by saying, يَبْدَأُونَ بِصِغَارِ الْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ كِبَارِهِ, they start with the little things before the major ones, which means they're always into these details. And we learn that from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He taught us everything, everything. Even the non-believers, they were shocked and surprised. He told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, said, عَلَّمَكُمْ رَسُولُكُمْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْخِرَامِ. Like, your messenger taught you everything, even how to use the bathroom. And they said, absolutely, yeah, he did. Because details matter when it comes to nation building. Really, details matter. And I want to share with you a few things, inshallah ta'ala. I would say 7 points that I learned from Sheikh Muhammad through my experience with him as being the first instructor that he really coached from the beginning to the end. Number one, Sheikh Muhammad used to put people ahead of himself. He was a people's person. You want to be a nation builder? That's how you become. Where this is coming from the Prophet ﷺ instruction, when the Prophet ﷺ said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعَهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, the most beloved people to Allah Azza wa Jal, those are most beneficial to others. You need to be a nation builder in your own way. You're going to have to put people ahead of yourself. You need to make sure to be a people's person. I've learned that a lot from him. So Sheikh Muhammad used to be meticulous about remembering people's names. He would tell me, make sure to memorize people's names, the students' names. And he would call them by name. And even when I asked for something, he would name the person exactly, rahimahullah ta'ala. And subhanAllah, we were talking about this earlier with Brother Saad outside. And he would say that Sheikh Muhammad, we used to take a nap during the good old days. We used to take a nap in one of the students' apartments or dorms, just to take a 20 minutes power nap. So Sheikh Muhammad sometimes be there, and Saad, he said he made a sandwich for Sheikh Muhammad. And when Sheikh Muhammad, he ate that sandwich, he said, I loved it, can you make me another one? Like, this is the best sandwich I've ever actually had. And for Saad, until now, he remembers that story. I don't know if you, Saad, if you're here, I'm not sure if it was the best sandwich he ever ate, but he just wanted to make feel good about it. But the idea is that he really cared about people and make them feel great. Like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every time he meets someone, everybody feels special for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sheikh Muhammad, he did that to many, many people, including myself. And I want to mention also one thing special, specifically for the sisters. When a time, in a time that having a conference like this or having a program as big as this one that teaches knowledge and invites sisters to be in the crowd, let alone to be on the stage, was like something what unheard of probably, he actually dared to say, we need also to educate our sisters. And he was given a very special treatment as well to in the classroom, 10 minutes and 10 minutes, they still remember that. You 10 minutes for the brothers, 10 minutes for the sisters to ask their special questions if they had any questions. One thing about him, thinking about people, he never talked bad about anybody. Seriously, even when people disagree with him and people talk about him, he would still say, it's okay. Let's keep on with our da'wah. May the best da'wah win. Those are his words. We will do our thing and may the best da'wah win. Because he didn't care about what people say about him, rahimahullah. Number two, what I learned from Sheikh Muhammad in terms of these details, I learned from him that knowledge is power and knowledge is happiness. That was his slogan, which explains why he focused on Al-Maghrib Institute to educate people, to give them knowledge. Because his philosophy was very simple. Educated people, that's these are his words. Educated people make better decisions. Says those who are educated, they will make better decisions. You can reason with them. You can talk to them. You can have some conversation with people when they're educated. So my job is to elevate the people to the level where you can have conversation with them. And he said that when it comes to knowledge, it's power. You empower people with it and you give people happiness and joy. You remember yourself when you were sitting in a lecture and then the sheikh or the speaker or the lecturer, he says something new to you. All of a sudden you learn something new. What was the most common reaction to it? We smile. Like you just like learn something new. Just like, wow, this is so amazing, exciting. Because knowledge is happiness. Which is why when you've seen Al-Maghrib classes, he was focusing on giving people not just knowledge, giving them experience. So that when you come out of it, you're so happy that you read something so exciting about your deen. You could have read a book about it. But the experience made you so excited, so happy, that we will go pursue more of that knowledge so you can benefit yourself and benefit everybody around you. He was himself a learner, always learning something new. And he was also sharing that knowledge because he was also an educator. Every time he learned something, he calls me. He says, by the way, I attended this actually program, such and such, read this book, do this, do that. And he always teaches, subhanAllah, because he knows. He wants to make sure that you also have that benefit as well too. So for you, you guys need to focus on these details. Why are you learning for? What's the benefit of this? How does it empower you? How can you help other people to be happy when you give them knowledge, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala? By the way, Sheikh was never scared to share his secrets about his success. Today, many people, when you ask them something about their success, they kind of like, they go around it, they don't want to tell you what it is. Why? Because they're afraid that you're going to copy them. Right? Who cares? Sheikh Muhammad says, sure, bismillah. That's how we do it. That's how we share this. And he, mashallah, spread that knowledge all over the world today. Number three, Sheikh Muhammad was actually a knowledge, he was a talent seeker. What does that exactly mean? He didn't just find, you know, people who wants to learn. No, he looks for talents that can teach. And that's why, mashallah, at some point you will see that Maghrib teachers are the stars in their own communities, in their own fields, and so forth, because he knew that, you know what? These kind of people can attract, inshallah, the next generation of the teachers, the instructors, the leaders, and more. Because these skills gravitate. And that was actually his principle, that we need to gravitate by making, inshallah, multiply our effort by bringing the people who become the next generation of teachers, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And today, I guess you've seen many of them that once used to be students of Al-Maghrib Institute, and they are now, alhamdulillah, on the stage, sharing the same platform that one Sheikh Muhammad spoke on. Number four, Sheikh Muhammad was a connector. You want to be a nation builder? You need to learn to connect people together. What does that mean? You don't live for yourself. You live for your community. You live for the people around you. That's why the philosophy of Al-Maghrib was not really to establish a chapter that becomes permanent what it is. Instead, our job is to educate the people and then let them go out there to their own masajid, to their own communities, and then share that knowledge with each other. That's the whole purpose. And that's why it was very important for him when we go to a community that we have to meet the imams, the board members, the dignitaries of the community, the known families in the community. SubhanAllah, everywhere we go, we have to meet these people to connect with them, because our job is to make sure all these people on board so they can all share, inshallah, the khair with each other. You need to be an ancient builder. You need to be a connector. Not someone who divides. Not someone who just, you know, his ego kills every possibility to bring the community together. So you need to learn to connect. So make sure to be a nation builder by bringing people together and connect them together, inshallah, wa tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number five, creativity. Sheikh Muhammad, rahimahullah ta'ala, he believed in creativity. Thought-provoking. Every time I bring him an idea, he goes, this is so beautiful. But how can we make it better? I'm just, man, I thought that's the best I had. He goes, no, but, you know, how can you think of something better? When we were talking about even naming a class, just give a name to a class. All these very fancy class names that you've seen, we were sitting down there and we give a name. He goes, okay, let's see. He said, one thing you have to learn, Isomi, one thing you have to learn. Every time you have an idea, trash it. And think of the next big one. That principle is amazing. It makes you an outlier. You're not an average person anymore. You don't think like everybody else. Because he told me his philosophy, he goes, someone must have thought the exact same thing. So therefore, the first thought comes to your mind, trash it, go to the next one. And that's something that will help you build a nation around you of thinkers, of doers, and so on. SubhanAllah, we've seen his creativity in his classes and his teaching style. That's why when people were to come to this class, they were just like, wow, I've never seen anything like this before. His philosophy about the way to teach and the way you do it is what he calls it, the wow factor. That you need to have people being amazed when you deliver that knowledge to them. Number six, he hated average. He never liked average. Because average is not for us, not for the Muslims. That's for anybody else. But for the Muslim, we've been taught to do something not beyond even average, to the maximum, to the with ihsan. So for him, always thinking about nothing average, what comes next? This is what other people think, what can you say? So you'd never liked average. So for you, my dear brothers and sisters, if you'd like to be a nation builder, don't think average. Don't plan for average thing. Always go way and beyond. And the last one I want to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, is doing with everything with ihsan. Sheikh Muhammad believed in a very simple principle. He goes, excellence is never accidental. I've learned that from him. Excellence is never accidental. You can't have an excellent idea just by accident. You have to work so hard to get it there. You would like to have excellence at work, in school, in your ibadah, in your personal life, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to work for it. You have to work for it very hard. Because excellence can never be accidental. You want to work on your masjid, in your MSA group, in your community, in your organization, whatever that you do, in your family, in your marriage. Excellence is never accidental. So don't go with average. Don't expect this to be accidental. You're going to have to work so hard to make it happen. And I want you to remember, stop just being a dreamer. Become a doer. If you have a dream, make it happen. One beautiful thing, finally, inshallah, that I learned from Sheikh Muhammad rahmatullah alayh is always dream big, no doubt about it. And he told me that before you even start writing anything, take some time, just dream about it. Just dream about it. And that's why even as simple as naming a class, again, like the Fiqh of Love, I always remember that, because that memory happened right here. It's about this again, the 20-year, you know, subhanAllah, full circle. Here at in one of the rooms in the hotel, we are in that room discussing what is the next class that we're going to teach for Al-Maghrib Institute. So finally we came to the idea of the Fiqh of Love. But before that, we thought about Fiqh al-Usra. That's what I told him. In my own way, Janet. Let's teach Fiqh al-Usra, the Fiqh of family, or family lawyer. He looks at me and goes, that title is not good. He says, find me something else. Like what? Like, talk about something else. So we start thinking and thinking, and keep squeezing it here and there, and then he goes, I got it. I said, what is it? He goes, we're going to call it the Fiqh of Love. And I'm looking at him and just like, are you kidding me? But that's who he was. He always thought, you know, outside of the box. Creativity, taking his time, thinking about the details, care about what attracts people, what's going to excite them, what's going to make it happy to do that and come and attend. And overall, he did that because he truly believed that if you educate people, you're going to create a big and beautiful nation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all among those nation builders, ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on Sheikh Muhammad. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of his family, ya Rabbil Alameen. And I ask Allah that the way we all gather in this place, that we gather together in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la with Shaykhuna Muhammad, inshallah ta'ala, and with all the salihin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.